At this point, why wouldn't the left martyr resident Biden? I know that this is a morbid thought, and while it also might seem hyperbolic, I do mean it seriously. Now, by seriously, I mean taking into account the perspective of the anti-Christian materialist Marxists running the clown and freak show on the left. Even in that context, it feels more than a little creepy to even talk about this sort of thing, and I'm personally hoping that it doesn't happen. But because of the anti-Christian Marxist worldview we're dealing with on the other side, sometimes we have to consider creepy things like this. So, in that context, let's run through some key points. First off, and fundamentally, they, the Marxists, see nothing special in human life. Human resources are, to them, just another kind of animal. Cattle to be used and abused and spent as needed to best serve their anti-human, anti-Christian agenda. Secondly, there is nothing ultimately wrong with killing or martyring someone from their perspective because there is nothing ultimately wrong with anything from their perspective. There is no objective, universal, unchanging standard of morality against which they measure things like murder or martyrdom. Third, and now we're moving into the Biden-specific points of consideration, the resident Biden, has little positive left to offer the cause. He's become a global embarrassment, and with each passing week, he becomes more obviously incoherent, incompetent, and incapable of even faking the president gig at a baseline level. He's a joke, a bad joke that just keeps getting worse. And while there might have been some hope or perceived value in having him shamble on in his residency through next year's midterm elections, that hope is probably fading fast if it hasn't completely evaporated already. The only thing resident Biden has going for him at the moment is that Kamala Harris is vice resident. The fact that kooky commie Kamala is on deck might be the only thing preventing Biden from having already had a debilitating accident. But even with Kamala waiting in the wings, it's hard to see any real positive value left to be squeezed out of Biden other than as a sacrificial offering to perpetuate the narrative that anyone opposing the narrative is an extremist insurrectionist in waiting who must be dealt with harshly in order to save democracy. Or something like that. This is where the idea of martyrdom makes a whole lot of sense, especially from the perspective of people who are completely dedicated to the pursuit of power above all else and at any cost. Remember, they are godless anti-Christian Marxists who exist only to secure power and control, and they can feel their recent lunges for total control falling short and beginning to blow back against them. So what better time to have the resident, and maybe some other key Democrats, attacked or somehow even killed in a false flag event centering on the key communist narrative point that would have all spirit of 1776-minded patriots painted as evil, bloodthirsty, gun-loving insurrectionists who cannot be tolerated in the new normal. What better way to get a whole lot of value out of a resident who is fading fast and shows no signs of recovery? What better cover to launch the next levels of anti-Christian, anti-patriot persecution, and even open warfare that you know these lunatics are just itching to do? Remember, the context here is an elite abuser class who can feel its grip slipping and its institutions crumbling, its power base fading away. The elite who are running the major economic, political, and health scams of our time are witnessing the implosion of their dreams and the real threat of them being brought to justice for the crimes against humanity that they've perpetrated. This is why we should expect them to pull out all the stops and leave nothing in reserve. And this is why tools like the resident may be spent in unconventional ways in the coming months. If you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel and share this video. If you want deeper dives into subjects like this, sign up for the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com.